Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Components of Business Intelligence. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence for Non-Technical Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore the overview of data sources, an introduction to data warehousing, and the understanding of data analytics. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify the key components that make up an effective business intelligence system and how they contribute to better decision-making in your business. Main content overview of data sources. Data sources are the foundational elements of any business intelligence, BI, system. These sources can be categorized into two main types, internal and external. Internal data sources include information generated from within your organization, such as sales records, customer databases, and financial reports. For a developer-focused company like Noname, particularly an AB2C model, internal data could include user interactions on your platform, transaction histories, and customer feedback. On the other hand, external data sources can provide additional insights and context. These may encompass market research reports, social media analytics, and industry trends. Integrating both internal and external data sources can enhance the quality of insights generated from your BI system, allowing for more informed decision-making. For example, combining customer feedback from your platform with social media sentiment analysis can help you tailor your product offerings to meet consumer demands more effectively. Introduction to data warehousing. Once data is collected from various sources, it needs to be stored and organized for easy access and analysis. This is where data warehousing comes into play. A data warehouse is a centralized repository that consolidates data from different sources, providing a single source of truth for your BI activities. In a developer context, think of a data warehouse as a library where all your relevant data is neatly organized and categorized. This allows for efficient querying and reporting. For instance, if Noname stores user data across different platforms, like a mobile app and a website, a data warehouse can integrate these datasets, enabling you to run comprehensive analyses that provide insights into user behavior across all platforms. Data warehousing also enhances data quality and consistency. By cleansing and transforming data before it enters the warehouse, you can ensure that the information is accurate and reliable. This is crucial for making sound business decisions based on data-driven insights. Moreover, a well-structured data warehouse can significantly reduce the time it takes to generate reports, allowing businesses to respond more quickly to market changes. Understanding data analytics. After data is sourced and stored, the next step is analysis. Data analytics is the process of examining this data to uncover patterns, correlations, and insights that can inform business decisions. In BI, analytics can be descriptive, predictive, or prescriptive. Descriptive analytics provides insights into what has happened in the past. For example, analyzing sales data over the previous quarter can help identify trends in customer purchasing behavior. Predictive analytics, on the other hand, uses statistical algorithms and machine learning techniques to identify the likelihood of future outcomes based on historical data. For instance, if Noname notices a pattern where sales rise during holiday seasons, predictive analytics can help forecast sales for upcoming holidays, enabling better inventory management. Lastly, prescriptive analytics goes a step further, suggesting actions to take based on the analysis. For example, if data analytics shows that a particular product is underperforming, prescriptive analytics might recommend promotional strategies to boost its sales or suggest changes to the product features based on customer feedback. These analytics techniques empower businesses to make informed decisions, optimize operations, and ultimately enhance customer satisfaction. By understanding the different types of analytics, non-technical professionals can leverage these tools to improve their strategic thinking and operational effectiveness. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the key components of business intelligence, including the overview of data sources, the introduction to data warehousing, and the understanding of data analytics. By understanding these components, You can appreciate how they work together to provide actionable insights that drive better business decisions. As you progress in this course, these foundational concepts will pave the way for more advanced BI techniques and applications. Reflection questions: how can you leverage both internal and external data sources to improve decision-making in your business? What are the benefits of using a data warehouse for storing and organizing your business data? In what ways can data analytics transform your approach to understanding customer behavior and market trends?